Research shows that we learn almost all of what we know through listening. But most of us only absorb about 25% of what we hear. Just imagine all the things that are slipping by just because we're too focused on something else, which more often than not is what we're going to say next. So here's how to improve your listening skills, courtesy of Melissa Beal, a communications professor at the University of Northern Iowa. First, stop interrupting. Let the speaker finish. Interrupting is the most common listening offense. Finishing somebody else's thought or asking too many questions irritates the person speaking and makes them want to stop. Also, when you're listening, give someone your full attention. Don't multitask. If you're too busy, ask the person if you can talk later and set up a time to do so. It's more respectful than half listening and then forgetting what they told you. And the best way to show someone you're listening is by following up. It's an old interview technique. If you're really paying attention to what somebody is saying, your next question will be related to what they just said. Listening can also help you in business. Good listeners are thought of as smarter. Also, a study at Duke University found that people who interrupt up to 7 times during conversations are more likely to get heart disease. Researchers figure that people who interrupt like this are controlling, competitive, and classic type A personalities. And if all those reasons haven't been enough to convince you to stop talking and start listening, it can also affect your love life. According to Psychology Today, 83% of people who were happy in their relationships said they had partners who were good listeners. Only 18% of people who were in unhappy relationships said their partner was a good listener.